Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Tuesday, the 17th of December. Coming up, dozens of migrants rescued off coast.
You'll remember that it really started to happen in the winter last year. Around this time last year, people started getting into boats in large numbers.
Kent's MPs return to Parliament.
Amongst the new intake of Conservative MPs, there will be two new faces from Kent.
And Top Chef gives tips on the perfect Christmas dinner.
I've roasted it at a very low temperature, 100 degrees, for a good 8 to 9 hours. Lower and slower is obviously a lot better. You don't want to stress the meat out too much.
Kent Online News.
Border Force officers have brought more than 60 suspected migrants ashore in Dover. Patrol vessels have been dealing with a number of small boats in the channel. Reports were first raised in the early hours of this morning. Sky's home editor Jason Farrell has been in Dover.
Well, we think that the operation has ended now. The Border Force boats seem to have parked up, and the ones that have been offloaded off the boats have been processed. But we got early information this morning in the early hours that there were a number of boats out in the channel. One of them had more than somewhere between 20 and 30 people on it. So that would have been quite overloaded. And then from the pictures that we've seen coming in, which we shot this morning as people were being processed, it looked like there were some young people in there. You can just see here a woman getting off the boat being steered to the left. And as there's a group of people in orange life jackets there, I would say that some of those are quite young people. There's a child there who's about elbow height, who I think we'll see walk away in a moment. Looks like that child is clutching something. So you're talking about someone who's probably about 6 or 7 years old, just being steered away there by the officials, who's come across on the boat. What desperation for a family to put a child of that age onto a boat across the English Channel. Locals say it has been fairly flat, so the conditions are probably quite good for that crossing tonight, even though it was pretty cold and drizzly this morning. But in the overall context, there is a fear here that the numbers are going up. It is, of course, a dangerous journey. There has been at least one death of a woman falling overboard in the summer, and that there's been over 1,500 people who have crossed. Boris Johnson has talked about this in the past. In August, he said that people who arrive on the boats will be sent back, either to their country of origin or back to France. But we're not, from our own research, we found that only 6% of people have actually been sent back who've arrived here on boats. That number may be going up, but it is a political issue. The local MP here, Natalie Elphick, who is the wife of Charlie Elphick, who was the MP here previously, she said that she feels more should be done by the French authorities to deal with the traffickers, whereas the French authorities saying they're doing everything they can and that it's about 400 or 500 kilometres of coastline that they simply cannot patrol the entire time. It would just take too much resources. So how to deal with people taking this huge risk to come here is still quite a thorny issue.
Dover and Deal's MP says she's trying to arrange an urgent meeting with the Home Secretary. She's joined the rest of Kent's MPs as they sit in the Commons today for the first time since the general election, with Boris Johnson planning to outlaw any delays to Brexit. It's understood he's adding a clause to his withdrawal bill which would prevent the transition period, which is due to conclude in December 2020, from being extended. It'll be a busy few days for Kent's newly elected representatives. Here's our political editor, Paul Francis.
Now, after the drama and excitement of the general election last week, it's back to business as normal, or not, as the case may be, for Boris Johnson and his government. The week will end with MPs voting on the next stage of the EU withdrawal bill, a sign that the government intends to move swiftly on that front in line with its key manifesto pledges. The deadline for the exit of the EU is January the 31st. Before Friday, however, on Thursday, we will get a Queen's speech setting out the government's legislative programme for the following year, although it won't be terribly dissimilar to the Queen's speech that was laid out in October before the election. Now, amongst the new intake of Conservative MPs, there will be two new faces from Kent. Natalie Elphick, the new MP for Dover and Deal, and Laura Trott, the new MP for Sevenoaks, will both be sworn in this week to mark the start of their parliamentary careers.
Kent Online reports.
A young offenders institution in Kent has been rated inadequate by inspectors. Ish has the details.
A report warning children at the Medway Secure Training Centre in Rochester are being put at risk because of unacceptable levels of violence. Ofsted say the use of force has increased dramatically and young people have been physically restrained more than 350 times in the last 6 months. There's also been a rise in attacks on staff. The centre is closing next spring and will be turned into the UK's first ever secure school as part of a new government scheme.
The number of people out of work in Kent has gone up for the 16th month in a row. Official figures out today show 31,465 people were claiming jobless benefits in the county last month. That's 630 more than in October. Nationally, unemployment has dropped to its lowest level in 44 years. Flooding's been causing problems on the roads in Kent after heavy rainfall overnight. Water was blocking one lane of the M20 at the Swanley interchange earlier, and there were delays following crashes and emergency repairs to potholes elsewhere in the county. Flood alerts have also been in force across the county because of high river levels. The parents of a teenager from Deal have paid tribute to their too-good-to-be-true son following his sudden death. 14-year-old Liam Evans, who went to Goodwin Academy, was found unconscious in his bedroom last Wednesday and died in hospital the following day. Sandwich Amateur Boxing Club, which he was a member of since the age of 10, have also said their club will never be the same again. Police are hunting a man who attacked a woman by a river in Canterbury. Officers taped off a path along the Stour in Kingsmead following the assault early this morning. The suspect ran off when another man came to help the victim. Detectives are also keen to speak to him. The woman's not thought to be seriously injured.
Kent Online News.
People have been allowed back into their homes following a suspected gas leak on the Isle of Sheppey. Around 24 properties were evacuated on North Road in Queenbury yesterday afternoon, while engineers fixed a damaged pipe. Residents were able to return home after a couple of hours. Earlier advice to keep doors and windows closed in the area has now been lifted. Two Kent seaside towns have been named among the best coastal areas in the UK to buy property. Compare the Markets have looked at things like weather, beach quality and the price of houses. Folkestone's come fourth on their list, while Ramsgate is eighth. That was just over a week to go until the big day. One of Kent's best chefs has been sharing his tips on serving up the perfect Christmas dinner. Food at a pub near Canterbury was recently voted the best in Britain, and we've been getting a masterclass from the man who runs the kitchen.
Hello there, I'm Samuel McLurkin. I'm head chef at the Dog at Wingham. Today I've arranged a nice Christmas turkey roast dinner. I've put a few twists on certain items of the roast dinner just to help elevate the dish and make it a much better roast. With the turkey, so I've sourced a nice free-range local turkey. Yesterday I rubbed in loads of salt, and what that does, it withdraws moisture from the skin, and that helps contribute towards a nice crispy skin with the low roasting process. So before I roasted the turkey, I've stuffed the inside cavity with some hard herbs, some rosemary, thyme, garlic, and some lemon, and what that does, that helps perfume the meat from the inside out. So that's another little tip what you can do at home. I've roasted at a very low temperature, 100 degrees, for a good 8 to 9 hours. Lower and slower is obviously a lot better. You don't want to stress the meat out too much. What we've been left with is, after the whole cooking process, is a nice crispy skin all around the turkey, sort of consistently golden brown, and the meat will be absolutely really succulent and moist and juicy because I've probed it to 75 degrees. So yeah, we should be left with a very juicy turkey. So what I've done here is I've finely sliced the Brussels sprouts, and I've mixed them with some smoked pancetta, some whole roasted chestnuts, and I've finished it with some lemon and some chicken stock. The way I see it is the sweetness from the chestnuts help balance towards the bitterness of the Brussels sprouts. Good. So it's a lot more enticing, a lot more flavourably accessible, really. And a lot of people, well, I hope a lot of people will like it. We make our own chicken fat, and we do that by setting our chicken stock, and the fat comes at the top of the stock. And we use the chicken fat, and we roast our roast potatoes in the chicken fat. And it makes them particularly crispy, and not only that, we parboil them to inject as much moisture as possible. And then in the oven, in the roasting process, we subtract the moisture using the chicken fat that we've made, resulting in very, very crispy potatoes. And the parsnips, I've peeled them, quartered them, taken out the core, and I've roasted them with some honey, thyme, lots of rosemary, and garlic. And the carrots are one of my favourite components, so not only because I just love carrots, but I've used maple syrup and olive oil, thyme, garlic. They've just been roasted, yeah. No parboiling at this stage, just straight from raw into the oven. We like to use nice seasonal collard greens. So I remove the leaves, I take the core out so you haven't got any chewy core. We blanch them for 30 seconds in the water, in rumbling water. And then we strain them, and straight away I like to put a spoonful of Dijon mustard just beaten through the greens. The gravy's lovely, so we've taken a chicken stock and a veal stock, and we've reduced them right down, right to a reduction. We've reduced a whole bottle of red wine into that as well. Absolutely no gravy granules in there, it's just all lovely, lovely, lovely.
You can see a video of his full guide at kentonline.co.uk.
Kent Online Sport.
Cricket, and Kent's Joe Denley and Zach Frawley have been playing in England's first warm-up match today as part of their tour of South Africa. They've been taking on an Invitation 11 in a two-day contest ahead of a four-test series which gets underway on Boxing Day. And staying with cricket, England's women have won the first T20 match of their series against Pakistan. Kent's Tammy Beaumont scored 30 runs in Kuala Lumpur, helping them to a 29-run victory. They've got two more games to play over the next few days. That's it for now, but don't forget you can go to kentonline.co.uk for more news throughout the day.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.